Hey guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise podcast. Today on the show, I have a special guest, my buddy Izad. He's from Malaysia, and welcome to the show, Izad.
Welcome, thank you. I'm honored to be on the show.
I'm so psyched to have you on here because I've known you for a while now. We met through a mastermind group and mutual friends, and we started talking about like affiliate marketing and blogging and stuff like that, and I got to learn a lot about you, and it was really cool that I learned that you're teaching the law of attraction kind of on the internet and also in person. Can you talk about like your story, your background, tell the listeners, you know, who you are, where you're from, and how you got into teaching the law of attraction?
Okay. Well, let's see my story. I was born here in Malaysia. And when I was young, I moved to the US with my family. And then we stayed there for, I think, a little over 10 years. And then I came back here and then spent, you know, college and then started working here and everything. So I would say my story started when I was first, I think maybe about 12 years ago, I was starting out. I was looking for a job. You know, it was a pretty low part in my life. I didn't have much money at that time as well. And then, the thing is when you don't have a lot of money, you always have a lot of time, and, you get time to contemplate, get time to think about life and everything. And I think the height of my day during that time was, you know, having enough money to buy the daily paper. So one day I was reading through this newspaper. It's a local paper here, and there was like this advertisement for a seminar, like a 50-cent seminar. So I had 50 cents during that time, and so I went and attended the seminar. So it was about NLP. It was about, you know, your subconscious mind mastery and everything. And I approached the speaker at that time, the trainer, and I told him about my situation. I said, I'm looking for a job. And he said, you know, okay, why don't you try, you know, saying these affirmations to help you get a job? And one of the affirmations was this phrase is called, I'm in the process. So every time I would look at the classified ads or I would send out a resume to apply for a job, I would say, you know, I'm in the process of getting a job. And I think 3 days after that, I got an interview. And I think a couple of days after that, they offered me the job. And it was just like, you know, the job I wanted, I had in mind, I sort of like visualized. And I promised myself from that moment, you know, whatever money or earnings I'd get, I would, you know, plow it back and, you know, reinvest and start learning about personal development and everything. So I eventually took all the courses that this guy offered, and we became good friends. We're still in contact now. He's very successful. He's written like 6 books now. You know, every year we meet up and exchange notes and everything. So going back to that phrase, I'm in the process. So one day I was in Borders here in KL, and I was like, you know, just browsing around, and then I came across a book with the title Law of Attraction. And I opened it up. I picked it up from the table. I remember I was like just skimming through it. And then somehow this phrase caught my attention. It was written in the book, I am in the process. So then I think, but hey, this is what this guy was talking about. And then I contacted him. I told him, hey, you know, you told me about this, you know, using the phrase, I'm in the process. I found this book. It's called Law of Attraction. And the phrase is inside there. And it's like, yeah, that's the book I was reading. And like, oh my God. So I got this book, and again, I started applying everything that I learned, you know, from reading it. And again, I gotten some really interesting results from it. And then 1 year after that, I actually met the author when he came to Malaysia. So when he came here as well, I was trying to meet him, but then it was like a closed event. They only offered it for like certain members of an association or something here. And I remember writing down, I'm in the process of meeting the author. So same thing, 3 days after that, the organizers call me up, say, hey, we have some seats open for you. You're welcome to attend. And by the way, we're giving you like a discounted price. They gave me a discount. I remember that. And I got to meet the author of the book, Law of Attraction. And I remember after that, I think 3 months after that, I was in Vancouver. I went to Vancouver to actually get trained to become a certified law of attraction facilitator. And then I came back here, and then ever since then, I've been just teaching it and sharing the message. So that's pretty much the story.
That's amazing, man. What a cool process. Just happenstance, happened to find a book, and then, you know, happened to...
Yeah, it is. You know, sometimes, you know, you can't explain how these things happen, but they just happen.
Yeah. And it just kind of, you know, in that very moment, you thought, wow, that's interesting. Your curiosity was piqued. I think that's key in life. Honestly, like whenever I'm out and about, I just try to keep my curiosity at peak levels, because I find that in life, like whenever I'm the most curious is whenever I'm enjoying life the most.
Yes, that's true. Because when you're curious, you know, how do you feel? You have that like childlike excitement. And, you know, that's a very strong positive vibration. And, you know, we're always sending out vibrations. So, you know, the thing about law of attraction is that whatever vibration you're sending out, law of attraction is going to match that and give you more of the same.
Yeah. And you know, what's cool about curiosity and specifically is that it really reduces the amount of fear that I have with trying to learn new things or discover new places. Like normally I'm kind of scared, like, oh, it's something new. I don't know what that is. I don't know if I should do it. But with curiosity in play, I'm actually kind of attracted to it. It sounds fun and exciting and thrilling. So it's totally helped me live a more happy and fulfilled life and get into new business models and explore new niches and talk to more people and interview, you know, cool people like you.
That's right.
So I'm curious, you know, how do you define the law of attraction? What's your definition of it?
The definition of law of attraction for me, it's very simple. You know, you attract into your life whatever you give your energy, attention, and focus to. And that can be positive and it can be negative at the same time. So that's the simplest definition that I can give people.
It's awesome, man. Yeah, it's so simple. Yeah. And I think that's great, keeping it simple too, because it doesn't need to be complicated. It's truly just like how you think, how you feel, what you do, what you say, you know, what your reactions are to things. Like I find like I run into so many different external things throughout the day, external, influences. And how I find that how I react to them matters more than, you know, than the actual happening itself. Like, okay, that happened. So what am I going to do about it? You know, like, is it going to be a positive reaction, a negative reaction?
Yes.
Is it going to be a big thing? Is it going to be a little thing? You know, it's up to me in that moment. I guess it's a decision. Yeah. I can make a choice, you know?
That's right. So one of the things that I think is key to understand about law of attraction is that it's all about vibes. So we use the word vibes a lot, but when we say vibes, actually we're talking about our emotions, our mood or feelings. So again, you know, when you're giving off a positive vibe, you will tend to attract more positive things in your life. And likewise, you know, if on the opposite end, if you're giving off negative vibrations, you're going to be attracting negative things. So one of the things that you know, you like you say, is like when you're experiencing something, you always decide right. So if you are experiencing a negative vibration, you can actually shift that by asking, you know, the right kind of questions. So one of the questions you can ask yourself is, okay, so what do I want? And so I'm experiencing this. I don't like it. It's a negative vibration. What do I want? And, you know, just answering that question, it gives you a bit of clarity and it can actually reset, you know, your vibration. So more people, if you ask a question, you would find that they get stumped, because very rarely are we asked, what do we want in life?
Really, really powerful right there. What do I want?
Yeah. So it's really simple. That's it. So, but just being able to shift that, you know, you'll see some profound changes. A lot of the times when you're trying to, you know, make changes, it's just like really, really small things, you know, 5%, 10% changes, but then you'll see massive, massive results because of these changes.
That's funny, man. Like so much in life, I think, is mental. It's in our heads, you know, it's like what we think and perceive of the world around us. It's not so much what it is. It's how we think of it and like feel about it, you know, and then how we act towards it, you know, or the opposite, how we act away from it or something like that.
Yes, exactly.
Can you explain a little bit how maybe you go about dealing with things in your life, or maybe just try to provide some examples of stories that you might have where like you've had to like deal with a negative situation or maybe some negative thoughts and you've overcome it somehow, you know?
Well, I would say there was maybe I can share you the story of looking for an apartment a couple of years ago. I was looking for an apartment here in KL. Sometimes it's a bit challenging because there's like so many choices and everything. And what I wanted was a place that was close to the office that time. And I think I was writing things down for an ideal apartment. And as I was doing this, again, just asking the questions, what do I want, you know, and making a list out of it. So during that time, I had my list. I did an exercise. It's called the Clarity Through Contrast exercise, where every single thing you didn't like about your previous apartments that you stayed or whatever, you would always ask that question, you know, if I didn't like this last time, what do I want this time? And just write that down. And I made it into a short paragraph that you could like read out every morning. And just went about my normal daily schedule. But the one thing that I did do during that time was to always carry around a small notebook that I put in my pocket. And what I would do is every single time, you know, I had something happen to me which I liked, you know, someone bought me a cup of coffee or there was some abundance or there was some gratitude in that moment, I would take out that notebook and I would write it down. So in a way it was training me to sort of like focus on the good things that I did have in my life and generate that positive vibration. And I think about maybe 2 months afterwards, I had a friend call me up and say like, you know, hey, did you find your apartment yet? And I told him no. And he said, you know, I'm being transferred out to Australia. Do you mind having, you know, a look at my place? Maybe you want to stay there. So I went to his place. I remember it was a very nice apartment. And I just asked him, how far away is this from the KLCC park? And he said, it's about 10 minutes. And like, and then going back to my list of things that I wanted, I actually wrote down, you know, 10 minutes away from KLCC Park. And true enough, yeah, he said, yeah, if you're okay with the place, you can just stay here. And I think I ended up staying there for almost 1 year. At a very good rate. I mean, I paid like, I don't know how much, but if you were to compare it to like the local rates here, I'd probably pay like 50% less. And market rate.
It's amazing, man. I love the story because you talk about like you wrote it down, you know, and you were focusing on it. You were just putting all of your effort and energy and emotion into that thought of this is what I want. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's right.
I always find in life that if I focus on what I really want, truly, it does come to me, you know, a lot more often than if it doesn't. Like I find too, it's kind of cool, you know, new opportunities arise when I'm more open to them. And it's usually because I'm focusing on things that I actually want, you know?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. People go through this all the time, you know?
Yeah. And again, when you focus on it, you know, what's the emotion that you have? Is it excitement? Is it, you know, you're looking forward to it.
I'm feeling like actually having it almost. That's the trippy part.
Yes, yes, that's right. So having the emotion, having that vibe is very important because that is the thing that's going to bring you closer to the manifestation.
Yes.
A lot of the times, you know, people will try and say, I want to do this, or write down something, but at the same time, the emotion that they have or the vibe they have with it isn't positive. You know, they have some doubt or something, and that actually stops the manifestation from happening.
You know, one of the biggest things that I found in life that really helps me get through any kind of an obstacle or anything like that is a very similar thing. And it's whenever I have like a problem that I run to or something like that, I always write down like a keyword, like how to blank, right? Just a really specific thing, but my Google AdWords account, like I'm not getting as many clicks as I want to get or something like that. So I write that down and say, okay, how to get more clicks on Google AdWords. And then I'll take that statement that I just thought up, like, okay, that's what I want to find. That's the solution to my problem. And then I just type into Google. Because the way they design the internet is amazing, man. Like,
yes,
they know solutions to problems. And it's like, and I learned this when I was just getting out of high school. I think it was like 2004, 2005. My sister was really into the internet back then. And she taught me how learning how to break your ideas down into keywords and statements and putting them online, like at a website back then, it was like ask.com or something like that. Or Ask Jeeves.
I remember that? Yeah.
Or AOL.com or something like that.
Yeah.
Or Yahoo. Yeah. That was one of the biggest ones. Yeah. But now it's all Google. Yeah. And anyway, so I realized that. And I was like, okay, like in your instance, finding an apartment. Like now, like I always use it. I'm like, okay, how to find an apartment. I know generally speaking, I'm probably going to find someone's blog post who's probably like kind of a travel blogger or something like that. And they've written down like a whole thing of their experience. And that's kind of cool. It's like, it's very insightful. Something that I can actually learn like what to expect. And then if I just type in a more broad statement, like Bangkok apartments, then I'll really understand like okay, what's actually available in the marketplace right now. But we found our apartment just through Airbnb. It was so happenstance, but so cool too, because it was like, is, you know, Juliana was looking around and she was thinking, you know, if we pay a little bit more money, we'll get a way better place. And I was just thinking to myself, that sounds great to me, so let's do it. And then it was an Airbnb and it just turned out to be this amazing apartment. And so, you know, we ended up just canceling our whole summer trip and deciding to settle down in Bangkok and, you know, kill it and like, get some work done, you know, do some really good like things and you know, come back and be like refreshed again and stuff like that. And we're working out really well, and it's all good.
And when you found that apartment, how was the vibe like? How was it, you know, how was the feeling?
You know, the guy who met us, he was downstairs and he was super friendly and he was just like the nicest guy, and his apartment was really nice and he was just so chill, and he helped us the entire time, and we just had such a good attitude, and he had a great attitude, and it was a good experience. It was a really good experience. And this whole unit here, like the whole building is brand new. And so we went to the manager and we said, hey, do you guys have other rooms available? And they said, yeah. And we looked at a few of them. They were really nice too. And price was great. It's under $600 a month here for this luxury one bedroom. Like prices are insanely good out here. And
wow. That's really great. That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's like, I don't know. That's like what, half the price and what you paid in the US or something.
You know what? Literally, you cannot get in the US what you can get out here. Like, this is fully furnished, you know, fully furnished, like a couch, TV, like desks, you know, dresser drawers, huge bed. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. A washing machine, 12th floor overlooking the city. Like, you can't even get it. But if you could, it'd probably be in like the thousands, like $2,000-$3,000 maybe, like fully furnished, probably within like four or five in LA. Los Angeles, you know, and it's just like, you just can't get that, you know, and out here and everybody's so friendly and they're just looking at you like, oh, we're just happy to have customers. And I'm just like, oh God, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, like,
just more positive vibes going back and forth. And now whenever I see them, I smile every time, you know, so it's so great having that, like having that, that positivity really helps me get through my life a lot better and to have better experiences, I found.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about how you're helping people find their path and like manifest the life of their dreams through law of attraction? You're doing workshops, right? In Malaysia?
Yeah. So I currently do workshops. They are, they're small workshops, probably about seven, eight people. And how it works is that we do a half day session first, and during this half day session is basically it's like learning the fundamentals of the whole law of attraction process, and we do exercises, we get clarity, you know, you define an area in your life that you want to improve in. So usually it's either wealth, your business, or relationships, one of those two. Pick one first, and then from there you we do the exercises, and then at the end of that day I give you some exercises to keep on doing on a daily basis. There's some daily practice stuff, and after about 4 weeks or a month or so, we meet up again, and it's like a review, and you know, we trade notes, and I just see like, you know, what the results have been, or anything interesting happen, or, you know, is there anything that, you know, they need some direction in. And then there'll be another session out of that. So usually there's like three meetups, and most of the time people at that stage, they, you know, they get pretty good. They start getting things, or at the same time, they get more abundant. So that's the workshop. At the same time, I also do coaching as well. Coaching is more of a one-on-one kind of process, and it's a bit, I would say it's a bit more intimate than the workshops. And that is usually on a weekly basis. So we go through the same process, but again, it's a bit more in depth, and there's a lot more sharing in the coaching. Cool. So yeah, that's basically how we work it.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. So, you know, the law of attraction is really cool, and it's wonderful that you help people with it. And mm-hmm. So I just want to ask this, have you watched the movie The Secret?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I want to tell you a quick story. It was when I was, I think it was probably 21 or something like that. I was in college, kind of in and out of jobs and stuff like that. And I had just tried to move down to California and started staying there. And I was having a tough time, you know, finding a job. You were talking about, like, you were having a tough time, you know. And I was in a similar place in my life. Not a lot of money, you know, really kind of just broke and trying to make ends meet by, you know, doing odd stuff and you know, honestly just asking for money from my parents to make ends meet. But so I was really having a tough time, and I was kind of at that stage where, like, I was racking up credit card debt, just trying to live day to day. And I was about ready to go back to Seattle to live with my parents again, because I couldn't make it out there. And I was lucky enough, and I met a girl, and she brought me over to her house, and her uncle actually knew about this thing called The Secret. And we were talking over there, and we were having, like, a, you know, a dinner party and stuff like that. And I started to explain to them how I'm having trouble, and they kind of saw I was down and depressed. And they said, you know what, let's all watch The Secret right now. It's a really good movie. You guys are going to like it. And I thought, you know, what is this BS, you know, crazy stuff. I don't know what you're, okay. Yeah. Sounds fun to me, whatever. Maybe let's just watch it. I don't know. You know, what is this, a religious thing or something? Like, I don't know. Yeah. And so we sat down, and it was kind of cool. It's like a documentary style. There's a lot of people. They have interviews. They're talking about stuff like that. And I hadn't heard of any of these people, like Bob Proctor, like any of these guys before, like, really. But the way they were talking and the things they were saying were really kind of, like, piquing my interest and stuff like that. It made me start thinking about things a little bit more. And I remember one moment specifically in that movie where they have you sit down in your chair, and they have you hold the steering wheel of the car of your dreams. You know, like, whatever it is, a Porsche, Ferrari, maybe that is, you know, the car of your dreams, a BMW, you know, Mercedes Benz. And close your eyes, right? And you hold that steering wheel, and you press the gas, and you feel the rush of energy when you're driving fast, and you're turning down the road, and you see yourself. You know what I mean? So they were trying to teach us, I think, basically manifesting things like visualization, and the visualization techniques that I started learning through that, I really took seriously. And by the end of that movie, I was convinced that, like, what I needed to do was start really just visualizing what I really wanted. Like, first decide what I want, and then visualize it. And not just visualize it, but also feel, like, the energy and the emotions of the actual feeling already having it. And I think that was, like, the big secret I learned from that whole thing. And then at the end of the movie, I love the last part of it, where it's just like the secret to life is just feel good, you know? And I was like, wow, like, they summed this whole thing up in one, in literally two words, feel good. And I was just like, that stuck with me for the rest of my life, you know? Just positivity and feeling good. I mean, how do you feel about that movie? I thought it was great.
I liked the movie. It was a good, it was very inspirational. That's what I could say. It really inspired a lot of people. I mean, the book is also pretty good as well. The book. And yeah, I recommend that as well, even to my students as well. You know, that's like, you know, one of the key things that they should start reading. I think you know, the movie really started this whole movement, I guess, of you know, people believing that, you know, based on your thoughts and everything, you can really influence your outcome.
I remember after watching that movie, I started reading a lot of books about it. It introduced me to Think and Grow Rich. A Man Thinketh, I think, is the
thing. As a Man Thinketh.
As a Man Thinketh. Yeah, that was revolutionary for me. I mean,
those are classics.
Amazing literature. Just so many more books, you know, How to Win Friends and Influence People, stuff like that, where, like, I started learning that, like, it's about me and my positivity, my outwardness, but also like understanding of other people and my ability to approach people and ask questions and be more friendly towards others and get people to like me, you know, and influence people. So that's a really good book, guys. How to Win Friends and Influence People, Think and Grow Rich, As a Man Think It. There's so many other books that I recommend. You can go to the ecommerceparadise.com website, the resources page, and at the bottom, there's all these Kindle books that I recommend, all these books that I read when I was first coming up. Really good stuff. Literature that's just wild like crazy. Some of them is really like very marketing specific, like a lot of Seth Godin's literature is really good. Rich Dad Poor Dad is another one that really like kind of, you know, struck a chord with me as far as like working to learn instead of just working for the hours, you know. There's so much other good stuff. Cal, what's the number one thing that you tell somebody to do when they first get started on this journey of, you know, like law of attraction?
First starting, what I would tell them to do is I would tell them, you know, to start writing things down. Get a notebook, practice writing, you know, what you want, your gratitude, you know, there is, I don't know how to explain it, but there's something about writing things down, you know, when you put pen to paper, it's really amazing. And, there's this thing, it's called neuroplasticity. I don't know if you heard of it, but, you know, every time when you write things down with your muscles and everything, it actually affects your brain. So when you're writing something that you want or something that you're grateful for, you know, you're rewiring your brain, and you do this consistently for, you know, 21 days, you're going to see changes. And I would would be like my number one thing I tell people, you know, start writing things down. Number two is, if you have a bed, make sure there's nothing underneath your bed. Get rid of the clutter under the bed. Again, this is for the energy, you know, it really helps with the circulation of energy and everything. So yeah, those are probably like the two top things.
Well, you guys, man, you just got some golden nuggets from Izad, like life-changing golden nuggets.
Yeah,
write things down. I mean, how simple is that? And yet it's so powerful, right? I mean, you just write down what you want, write down what you're grateful for. It's just such a great place to start. I remember changing from internet-based notes, computer, like iPhone-based notes to actually writing notes down. And I found that I was actually able to relax a lot while I was doing it. It's a very relaxing process. It relieves the stress of it all, which is actually nice.
And you know what's even, what another really good thing of writing stuff down on paper is, you know, just imagine in the future when you become like a world famous author or someone really prominent, you know, those paper notes are going to be worth a lot of money. You know, people have actually, you know, like the auctions, like in Sotheby's and all that, they actually like auction off the letters that, you know, the first draft of a script or something gets auctioned off for millions or something like that.
That's crazy. They still have it, you know, like they didn't just crumple it up and throw it away or something.
So for me, you know, personally, I have close to about what I think 20 notebooks right now.
Wow.
From all the years.
Impressive. And
so, but then, you know, somewhere, you know, what I tell myself is somewhere in these notebooks is going to be a really good story somewhere.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Later on in life, you can look back and read your stuff, you know, and kind of laugh and stuff. You mentioned NLP early on in the episode, and it's such like ethereal thing to people. I wanted to see if you could maybe break it down a little bit, make it a little bit more tangible for people understand what that
means. NLP, it stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. So, I mean, as simple as this is, you know, it's again using the words that you have, using your language to basically influence outcomes, influence people, mostly people. And so, again, there's lots of techniques in NLP that you can learn. A lot of them are technical. I was fortunate to learn from one guy here. He's based here in Malaysia as well. He made it really simple. So he got rid of all this jargon that you might hear, you know, they have a lot of technical terms, and it goes back to your language. So the words you use on a daily basis will influence your outcome. And so, I mean, one of the best examples that we like to use the word, know a lot or don't, I don't do this. I don't like that, right? But you're surprised that every single time you start using the word don't in a sentence, that thing that you don't want, most probably will start coming into your life. And it's the same thing with the Google search. You know, you try typing you try this experiment in Google, you know, no football or no soccer, and the results that come out.
I never thought about that. That's amazing. Yeah, it's so genius. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, I think, you know, the universe, your subconscious, it doesn't recognize these words, you know. So that's, I think, you know, when you talk about NLP, again, it's all about the words you're using. And I'm a fan of NLP, though it's sometimes it's a bit hard to practice. So
I agree. I mean, it's definitely a hard thing to make a habit out of, to like rid those kind of words out of your life. And sometimes you just can't, you know, avoid it. But at the same time, it's true that if you just focus on what you're talking about more, like if you just observe, I guess, what you're saying throughout the day, you know, you can then decide whether you want to change that or not, or I guess in your, you know, improve it or just evolve as a human being. I mean, personal development, right, is all just about us developing our personal lives and, you know, trying to make things better in some way. And I think people that are on this path, people that are listening to this episode specifically, are interested in improving their lives. And man, you guys have probably learned so much already. Azad, you've been really helpful, man. This is amazing. There's so much cool stuff dropped in here. Make sure you guys say, like, when you want to achieve anything, that you say, "I am in the process," because you're making it more real. You know, you're making it like something that you're already achieving, which is so key, you know, to like actually manifest it in your life, is creating it. One tip I want to throw in there really quick is surrounding yourself with people that are already doing what you want to be doing. So whether that's, you know, entrepreneurship, whether it's like you were saying, get healthier or get in a better relationship, whatever that is that you want, that you've written down, surround yourself with people that are already there, because there's nothing more real than seeing it actually happening in real life. So if you want to be in a good relationship, try to meet somebody or hang out with people that are in a good relationship. If you want to make more money, try to meet somebody, hang out with people that are making a lot of money in whatever field you want to be in, whether that's online or offline. Make, you know, if you want to get healthier, go online to YouTube and search, type in these questions, like how to, you know, get healthier and stuff like that. If you surround yourself physically though, that's, you're going to be in someone's physical presence. I found in my life, this is the most effective way for me to change anything in my life, is to actually surround myself physically with somebody, because I feel their emotions more. I catch their energies and stuff like that. And just like,
you feel the vibes, man.
You feel their vibes. It's just like, that's exactly what it is, man. And it's just hearing like the little things they say that to them is normal. To you, it's something that is not normal. It's something you want to make normal in your life, right? And to them, it's normal. So like them, it being normal, it tricks your mind to thinking it's normal. And now you're manifesting it more. I found some of the most important things in my life have come from me surrounding myself with people that are already doing it. So I just wanted to drop that out there for the listeners. Izad, where can people find you if they want to learn more about Law of Attraction?
They can go to my website, calizad.com.
Calizad.com. I'll drop a link in the description if you're watching on YouTube. If you're on the podcast, definitely go check out the YouTube video version of this. Izad is a really friendly guy. It's super awesome. So if you want to learn more about Law of Attraction, go to his website, sign up for some coaching, or fly out to Malaysia and go to one of his workshops. It's pretty awesome. Izad, thank you so much for being on the podcast, man. And the listeners really appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
And we'll talk to you again later.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.